Dukes of Diapers is a new cloth diaper delivery service in Prince George, and our associate producer, Jordan Tucker, recently went out on a service call.
It's a good thing we're on radio because I got vomited on right before we went out. Both my sons are sick. My husband's like, whatever you do, don't vomit on mom. And so, of course, 3 minutes later, someone vomited on me right before we had to leave.
We are doing our weekly deliveries. We go from Salmon Valley to Beaver and deliver our diapers to our clients.
Yeah, I used to be real interesting, discussing issues of the day. But now I call up my MP and tell her all about my baby boo.
Baby boo, baby boo.
All I talk about is baby boo.
Baby boo, baby boo.
All I talk about is baby boo.
It is absolutely gorgeous out. We're just off of North Nechaco Road heading onto Foothills, and the trees are gorgeous. I'm Stephanie Titan, and I am co-owner of Dukes of Diapers Diaper Service. Disposable diapers are horrendously expensive and terrible for the environment. And when we started talking to other families in, you know, similar situations, they were saying that, you know, cloth diapers were a daunting prospect, that they were too much work. And we're like, okay, how can we make this accessible and easy for other people? And we are at our first stop. Now, with the snow right now, I definitely do not want to go up this driveway, so I'll just park at the bottom and race up. We get to see some pretty interesting places that we normally wouldn't get to, you know, just being at home. You know, we drive up the Heart. I've been out to Salmon Valley, out to Holly Lake, towards Beaverly. We did a business fair in Gisborne. When we do small business fairs, we try and meet with dad or aunts and grandma. Toddlers want to run around and pull tablecloths and put things in their mouth, which is not always helpful when you're trying to describe what your business is. The biggest thing is educating people on what a diaper service actually is. Up until recently, there wasn't a diaper service in Prince George, and a lot of it is combating, you know, the accepted norm. So everyone's like, oh, you just do disposables, it's easier. And they're not thinking about the overall ramifications of what that choice means. I'm just hoping to keep an awareness about our planet, you know, and that it's fragile and changing, and we need to make some drastic changes and not value our own convenience over the future of our families. What I've got here is a bin and my bag of replacement clean diapers. So this is a snap fitted diaper. So when you put it on baby, it kind of just folds up. So I open the bin. Take the diaper pail, put these diapers in it. Take the old wet bag full of diapers, pop it in here. We try and make sure that each client has between 40 and 70 diapers per week. I'm washing probably 500 to 1,000 diapers a week.
My baby, baby, boo, baby, boo. All I talk about is baby, boo.
So we're heading from the Heart to North Nechaco, right just off Foothills there. We'll drop off our next bin. I think I drove by. The most interesting part of our job is getting to meet the people of Prince George. We've had a lot of blue-collar families really interested in our service simply because people are losing jobs and the average child in disposables is, you know, $2,500 to $5,000 before they're potty trained. That's a lot of money. That is several months of working full-time. You know, if we can cut that cost in half, that's a pretty big deal. When I get the dirty diapers, they can kind of smell, so we want to put them in the Rubbermaid so that I don't have to breathe that newborn breast milk poop. Actually, smells kind of sweet. Yeah, as they get into eating food, it smells more like people.
While I talk about a baby poo.
Stephanie Need, she is the co-owner of Dukes of Diapers Delivery Service. They'll deliver and pick up diapers from your home in Prince George.